Paul endures opposition of enemies and desertion of friends. Paul's ministry in Ephesus had been one of incessant labor, many trials, and deep anguish. He had taught the people in public and from house to house, instructing and warning them. Continually he had been opposed by the Jews. And while thus battling against opposition, he was bearing on his soul a heavy burden for all the churches. News of apostasy in some of the churches caused him deep sorrow. Many a sleepless night was spent in earnest prayer as he learned of the methods employed to counteract his work. As he had opportunity, he wrote to the churches, giving reproof, counsel, admonition, and encouragement. In these letters there were occasional glimpses of his sufferings in the cause of Christ. Stripes and imprisonment, cold and hunger and thirst, perils by land and by sea, in the city and in the wilderness, from his own countrymen, from the heathen, and from false brethren, all this he endured for the gospel. He was defamed, reviled, made the offscouring of all things, perplexed, persecuted, troubled on every side, in jeopardy every hour, always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. The intrepid apostle almost lost heart. But he looked to Calvary and with new ardor pressed on to spread the knowledge of the crucified. He was treading the blood-stained path Christ had trodden before him. He sought no discharge from the warfare till he should lay off his armor at the feet of his Redeemer.